We love this album so much. We just listened to it on the way in.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm glad it's out. I lived with the songs for a long time, so I'm glad that they're getting a good response.
How ready are you to perform them for people if you've had them sitting there for so long?
You know what? I was pretty rusty over the last couple of years in terms of playing live, so I was just excited to get back with the band and rehearse the songs. But and we've played them, you know, maybe in like five or six shows just before the album came out. And so this is like, I'm also kind of going to be a bit rusty. So we've got a week of rehearsals before the first show. First show's in Hobart. It's going to be good. I'm ready and I'm excited to play and get back with the band. But I guess I'll find out on the first day of rehearsal how good my skills are and if I still got the voice and if I have to work a bit to get it back.
And that's been a long time coming. Like, I think Don't Fade was 2019. You were writing that, right? And then it's been all the way up to the album. So from, you know, studio recordings to when you do it live over that time, how different is it from when you're, you know, going to record it versus when you're playing in front of people?
I like the experience of just, you know, when you're writing the song and when you do those first few vocal takes, you know, especially if they're around the time you write the song, there's something really cool about that energy. Like, you're so pumped about the song, having just written it. And I don't know, there's something really soulful that happens in that moment when you're recording it. And then playing the songs live, it's like you're not going through the motions. You're kind of figuring the song out with everyone, but you're not giving your, like, your best vocal takes. You're not giving your, you're not kind of like totally on fire. I mean, you do get a buzz. Like, sometimes I get chills playing with the band just because we're all vibing and we're, you know, on the same wavelength and it feels great. But you kind of get something similar to that special rush when you're playing for people and you're, yeah, I find like the quality of the singing and the quality of all our playing just goes up a notch just because of that electricity of playing live. So it's cool. Looking forward to doing that again.
This album feels very intimate. Like, there's something about it that just feels like it's between you and this person. All the songs are just so lovely. Like, we can just feel how in love you are.
Oh, good, good. Oh, that's nice. I feel like sometimes you write songs in batches and you kind of gravitate towards a certain sound just naturally. And my style of guitar playing that I was doing for this album was quite laid back and it was kind of cruisy. And, you know, I there are moments probably when I go for it vocally, like, especially my first album, I think I was just so eager to just explode and get my, you know, express stuff and just so excited by singing and performing that there was a really cool rawness and like kind of go for action and big high notes. And this album, I think I was a little bit more chill, not like I was just talking, but it was a little bit more restrained. And a few of those kind of love songs follow that kind of restrained feeling in a good place kind of energy.
And when you're in that writing process, I know a lot of artists do this, and clearly you're also one of them that does the voice notes on your phone. Whether it's just like a little, you know, that, or maybe like a little line that you've written down, what do your voice notes look like at the moment? Are there like untapped hits in there, or is it all the junk?
You know, it's funny. I was just going through them yesterday, looking back. I was going back to my very earliest voice notes. So on my phone, I went down, it goes down to 2011.
Oh, really?
And I went back to the days of some of the early songs that I wrote. And it was this funny mixture of things. Like, I had like me doing, sending silly messages to people, like sending voice notes. So every now and then there's just one of being like, I don't know, just doing a silly American accent and sending it to someone. And just dumb stuff. And then early versions of like my first EP. And I got excited because I found a few things that I did in hotel quarantine in 2021 when I was on my way back into Australia and I had to spend 2 weeks in a hotel in Sydney, which was fine. And I really enjoyed that 2 weeks. But I looked at some of the voice memos I did then. I got excited about a song. And then today I'm like, was I high on drugs thinking that was good? Like I got so carried away with the idea of it. I was already like imagining it being a big hit song and, you know, all that stuff and playing it for people live. Like, you do all this kind of like, you're so far ahead of yourself. And then I just listen to it. I'm like, oh, it's not good. I actually don't know if it's good or not, but I think it's not good. So that's the constant like kind of roller coaster of emotions you have with a voice memo. And often the good ones, you don't always need, you know, a voice memo to remind you. Some of the good ones just stay in your head and then you finish them because they're kind of hard to forget.
I was listening to a podcast with Jaden recently, talking about obviously his career and Unified and everything, and obviously you came up, and I loved the part of the interview where he was talking about Riptide, and he said that the first time he heard it, he immediately just shut the door because he almost wanted to just keep it to himself, and he knew straight away that this song was something special. Did you feel like that as well? Like, did you know that it was going to be this huge thing for you?
No, I didn't know. I think I was almost opposite. It's kind of like a funny thing of like, when it's your song, you want to just show everyone, like you'll find any opportunity to like, you know, stop someone and be like, oh, I've got a new song. Like your friend comes out, you're like, oh, let me play my new song. And it always feels good to have a song you really like and feel proud of, and you just want to show people. So in that case, I was showing everyone. Yeah, it's funny. And then I guess on the music front, it's kind of like, hey, I want to sign this artist potentially, so I better keep this under wraps.
Yeah.
But Jaden got in touch with me just because I'm friends with his little brother. And so I put Riptide on Facebook, and then about a week later, I got a call from Jaden asking me, you know, if I was into music, did I want to pursue music? And that was a cool time. That was exciting.
Some of the really cool elements I love about your music is just like it's got its own unique sound, from the ukulele through to the guitars. Is it Matten or Maten, the guitar that you're using?
Yeah, I use Maten, and I've kind of been a bit more kind of varied in my choice of guitars recently, depending on what's available and where I am. But I always still have the Matens in my guitar case when I play live. And I'm very not picky when it comes to buying or choosing musical instruments. So a lot of this stuff I buy is just very on a whim, and I'll buy like the crappiest guitar and sometimes I regret it. But I just kind of want something that, like, just to, you know, play, that sounds like it can do the basic things. And sometimes those crappy instruments you end up writing good songs on. So I'm not a connoisseur.
I heard you also tuned it to drop D, which for me, like when I was learning bass, that was a lot of Rage Against the Machine. So to have that contrast with like your kind of music is a bit different. And also the other thing I thought was interesting was that you put cotton balls all in it to soften the sound.
I love the detail. It's true. Yeah, there's my guitar tech, Claire. She got really fixated on like getting that guitar to sound perfect live. And it's funny, like the way that sound in a room with an acoustic guitar is so different to when you plug it in and try and play it live, and nothing can quite feel as good as the room, you know, and when you're playing it just you and the guitar. And so when you're plugging it in live, like to my ears, I'm like, this kind of sounds whack, and then the sound guy like, nice, this is good. So that was an attempt to make the guitar sound good for an audience. And so I got stuff full of cotton wool balls, and it got really heavy, and but it's all good, I guess. I just kind of defer to the people who know what they're talking about.
I love those janky little fixes that Tex will do. It's great.
We see a lot of that. Craig and I listen to music very differently. And as part of our friendship, I feel like we've almost learned a lot from each other, because Craig will hear every little note because he's worked in production. Mm. He hears all the layers. He's like, oh, it's going to come in here. Whereas I only hear the story of the song and I hear the lyrics and the connection between. And with your album, I listen start to finish because I love to do this with artists that I really enjoy. And I noticed that you almost linked a lot of the songs. There's so many patterns in the lyrics, and you repeated In Our Own Sweet Time, which of course is the name of the album. Was that intentional or did it just happen? Or
I did repeat a few lyrics, and I think it's not necessarily intentional, but it's kind of like I got fixed on a couple of key sayings or phrases that I think I just really liked. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of, at first I was like, oh, can I use that in this song as well? I've got like a couple of songs with that same thing, but I really like that idea of In Our Own Sweet Time. And eventually I was kind of like, I think it's cool, like kind of lean into it and kind of think of it more of, like you're saying, like kind of a repetition in a cool way. But I'm glad it feels consistent, because there are a few detours there, like sonically, but I think maybe having some of the same ideas, even just the same themes and some of the same imagery, kind of connects it all and makes it kind of feel consistent.
You can definitely feel that, like it feels like a love note, the whole thing, and it feels very personal, but also like it's very easy to listen to and go, oh, like I've felt like that before. It's just, it's really beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much. That's kind.
We love the album and can't wait to have you performing here in Adelaide. That'll be great. And when you're down, I know you're into gardening, so you're more than welcome to come around. I've got plenty of landscaping to do at home. So
All right, let's do that. I'll take all the cotton wool balls out of my guitar, so I'm not like so my back is in good shape, and I'll come down.
Perfect. I'll get a set of cyclone
Good.
gloves for you.
Oh, there you go. Okay, we're doing it properly. Good.
No, we're not mucking around.
It's been
Thank you,
so
Craig.
great. We've been,
Thanks, Molly.
wanting to chat with you for so long. So thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. That's, of course. I'll look forward to the next chat, whenever
Oh,
that
thank
is.
you.